Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and for me to get our minds aligned around the truth of God. Maybe I need to get my tongue aligned today. Hey, I want to say a special thank you to some folks who have come alongside us as partners supporting us financially on a monthly basis. I want to say thanks to John and Carlton and Karen and Ian and Beth and Logan. Thank you all for being so generous as to come alongside and support us so that we can take time out of our normal life and out of the things I normally do to produce income in order to produce The Morning Mindset and related resources. And there's a growing list of those. You can find out more at carriegreen.com, both about becoming a partner and about the other resources. All right, we're diving back into Romans chapter 14 today. And today we want to consider what Paul is saying about the way that we live and really what our purpose is in living. Paul says, none of us lives to himself. This is verse number 7 of Romans 14. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. Now, if that is all that Paul said, it would be a little confusing. What exactly do you mean, Paul? But he goes on, he says, for if we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. So stop for a moment, and I know I say that a lot, but we have to do this when we read Scripture. We need to pause and ponder what we've just read instead of having some goal of verses, number of verses we're going to read. No, stop and think about it. None of us lives to himself. None of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So he's starting at the beginning of our journey and at the very end of our journey. He's saying all of it, all of life, is to the Lord, is for the Lord, because we belong to him, especially now that we've become believers in Christ. And he's tying this statement into this context he's already developed in chapter 14 about how we should relate with one another when it comes to matters of opinion, areas where Scripture has not spoken very clearly on which approach to life is better than another. And what Paul is saying is, God is not so concerned in situations like that about the better approach. No, he's more concerned about the method by which you approach those things. Are you living in a way, through whatever conviction you have, that shows that you are the Lord's and that you're living in light of his grace in your life? Or are you living in a way that has saddled you to some legalistic requirement, and being a stickler about that shows that you're not actually leaning on the grace of God and his mercy and provision for you through Christ. You're rather depending on your own merit, and you're depending on your own work. Look at verse number 9. Paul says, for to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. You see, Jesus came, and one of the reasons that he came and he lived and he died and he rose from the grave is that he would become the focal point. He would become Lord, not religious observance, not the Old Testament law, not even the church itself is to be the focal point. Jesus is to be the focal point. So my friends, I want you to think about this. If you're part of a religious group, call it a church, call it a small group, call it anything, where your focus is not continually put back on Jesus, but rather is put on the church or the church's leadership or a personality or anything like that, I would say you need to reconsider your involvement in that group. Because the things that organizations of people put up as important really matter. And what Paul is saying here is we should not be focusing on to-do lists. We should not be focusing on behaviors per se. Rather, we should be focusing on Christ and the transformation he makes in our lives. And that is the standpoint from which we address all those other things. You see, don't hear Paul saying in this section that the way we live and behave is not important. That's not what he's saying at all. What he's saying is the place from which you come when you address those things makes all the difference. You see, Jesus should be the focal point. He should be the center of it all. And our behavior flows out of the fact that we are His and we live for His glory and for His sake, to make Him look good in the eyes of others so they are drawn to Him as well. Jesus, help us to discern the reality and the truth of this. Show us where we have been erring in the way that we live and the way that we think, and reorient our minds and our hearts to put You at the center where You belong, so that You can be the source from which all of our living, all of our speaking, all of our dying comes. Jesus, show us how, in Your name.